We're visiting with Emporia High head football coach Keaton Tuttle. And Coach Tuttle, your football team opened up the season against Topeka Hayden, unfortunately lost the game 22-2, the final score. And as with every game, there's always going to be some positives and some not so positives. Let's start on the positive side. What were some of the positives you saw from your football team on Friday night?
You know, one of the biggest positives I saw is I thought we tackled well. Defensively, we played aggressive and tried to, really stick to our game plan, and for the most part, we really did. Defensively, I was fairly impressed. They were physical, ready to play. Another big part for me was, that physicality all over, the entire field. We had guys who, they put it all out there, that's for sure. And, we're going to look for them to do that every week. That's, some of the biggest positives that we really are going to use to build on.
Then on the other side of the coin, I'm guessing one of the concerns is being able to move the football and not turning it over.
Yeah, for sure. I stress to, our offensive line and the entire offense, we've got to pick up our game a little bit up front, just mainly being assignment sound, taking proper steps, things like that, all very correctable mistakes. If you one turns into two and two turns into three after a while, those mistakes can really cost you. And that's kind of the same where we found ourselves, and the same thing with some of those turnovers. We got to take care of the ball, have to make sure we do that. So really, I think if we play better up front and take care of the ball, we'll have a good chance to move the ball.
We're visiting with Emporia High head football coach Keaton Tuttle on the Area Coach's Corner. And you talked about correcting the mistakes. And from Friday night, it sounds like everything that you saw is very correctable for this football team.
It really is. And, a lot of it's still fairly new. So it's going to take time. It's going to take some reps. And, that's, what we're going to be back out doing every single day. So I think the more time, the more reps, we don't want to throw a lot more at them. We just think if we stick to what we're doing and just learn how to do it very, very well, we should be pretty successful.
You have Topeka West coming up this Friday night. They're also coming off a loss. As you look at the matchup with Topeka West, where do you see maybe some opportunities for your football team?
I think we match up pretty well with them, especially with our defensive secondary. I think our defensive secondary did a very nice job against Hayden. It'll be a little bit different look. Topeka West likes to throw the ball a lot more, and they're pretty good at it. They've got a quarterback who can run a little bit and throw. He can find his receivers. He makes things happen. But I look for our secondary to really step up for the challenge and kind of challenge their quarterback a little bit and see what we can't get done.
Another exciting part about this week's game, the old adage is you make your most improvement from week one to week two. You have to be really excited to see the improvement this team makes in week two.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think they're already excited to get back to work. They're excited to play a game, here at home in Welch. Haven't been there for a while. I really do think, they understand we didn't play our best game. We missed a few opportunities. But the nice thing is there's a lot of season left. And I think those guys are ready to pick it up and give it another go.
Coach Tuttle, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Have a great week of practice. Good luck Friday night against Topeka West, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Will do. Thank you very much.
That's Emporia High head football coach Keaton Tuttle on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Next Tech Wireless and by Rebel Monuments on KVOE Live and Local.